This is Biotechnica, and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
With the aim of evoking interest, imparting knowledge, and motivating students of life sciences, so far, many episodes of podcast have been weekly presented. Today's podcast will be presented by me, Sunita. Welcome back to weekly podcast of Biotechnica, Voice of Biotechnica. So, let's see what is in store today. Since 2018 is ending and 2019 is approaching near, we will look at the developments of the year which can lead to some revolutionary outcomes in the coming time. What all we can expect from year 2019? Where is the field of biotechnology heading? In short, we are discussing biotech breakthroughs and big ideas in 2019. To begin with, the field of agriculture being one of the most important contributors for development of human civilization so far has witnessed massive advances. Right from Green Revolution, hybrid development to GMOs, many such landmark changes have left their mark. But what next? Answer is space farming. Yes, you heard me right. Now NASA and other private space research agencies are thinking of establishing colonies on Moon and other planets. It's a kind of a big futuristic plan for human expansion. In such a scenario, sustainable supply of food will be one of the major requirements. Transporting it from Earth may not be a very good idea. A better approach can be in-situ crop cultivation. Nutrient scarcity and microgravity can be major hindrances. Researchers working with Lorenzo Borghi of University of Zurich and Marcel Egli of Lucerne University of Applied Sciences and Arts came up with the brilliant idea of mycorrhization. Mycorrhiza is a symbiotic association between fungi, plant roots, where fungal hyphae supply the plant root with additional water, nitrogen, phosphates and trace elements from the ground in return of sugar and fat produced by the plant. But absence of gravity also impedes mycorrhization. Their recently published research in microgravity sheds light on the importance of plant hormone, strigolactone. Plants that secreted high levels of strigolactone and fungi, which the researchers had treated with a synthetic strigolactone hormone, were able to thrive in the low nutrient soil despite the microgravity conditions. This finding has immense potential and can pave the way for successful space farming. Definitely, this research needs to be followed in 2019. Similarly, progress in the field of livestock health is also expected to be by leaps and bounds in 2019. Researchers at University of Missouri are diligently working on improving livestock health. Their important research has been recently published in Transgenic Research. So far, it's one of the biggest achievements in developing GMO, where Randa Prather and his team have successfully produced a litter of pigs that are genetically resistant to a deadly porcine virus, the alpha coronaviruses, transmissible gastroenteritis virus, TGEF, and Orson epidemic diarrhea virus are sources of high morbidity and mortality in neonatal pigs, a consequence of dehydration caused by the infection and necrosis of enterocytes. In their previous research, the team had identified an enzyme called AMPEP, aminopeptidase N, as a potential receptor for the virus. Now, they have used CRISPR-mediated gene editing technology to knock out the genes of AMPEP. The resulting AMPEP null pigs did not support infection with TGF. Those pigs lacking the enzyme were healthy and experienced no changes in development. This breakthrough research will take away the tremendous financial burden for farmers in terms of maintenance of sick animals, and thus will boost the pork industry. Although this research focused on one specific animal, yet it is of great importance. In near future, we can expect more improvement and expansion of it. Maybe one day it can be done to humans. Imagine disease-free human, no medicines, no vaccines, no hospitalization. It is kind of weird or great. But the big question is, are we really ready to accept GMOs? Is it that safe? Is it all Dr. Jekyll and no Mr. Hyde? To know more, we need to look for more research in 2019. While Randa Prather and his team were working on livestock health, what Professor Cho's team was busy with? Any guesses? They were working on Zika. Zika virus has emerged as one of the deadliest threats to human in past few years. Zika virus is transmitted by Aedes mosquitoes and targets the brain and central nervous system. Infections during pregnancy are linked to birth defects such as microcephaly. Currently, there are no vaccines for the Zika virus. Only medicines can alleviate symptoms. Scientists at Nanyang Technological University, Singapore, under the leadership of Associate Professor Nam Chun Cho, engineered an antiviral peptide that can target the viral envelope. It makes pores in the envelope, killing the virus. The peptide was able to cross the blood-brain barrier and reach the brain. It successfully gave protection against brain injury in mouse infected with Zika virus. Moreover, the peptide was found to target specifically the viral membranes, keeping the cellular membrane unharmed. The positive results hold a significant position in antiviral therapy with a prospective future. This field is expected to bear many more interesting leads in 2019. Other remarkable feats have been achieved in human health and therapeutics by researchers at Center for Infection and Immunity in the Columbia University Mailman School of Public Health. It's the development of first diagnostic platform that can simultaneously screen for all known human pathogenic bacteria as well as markers for virulence and antibiotic resistance. A high-throughput sequencing called bacterial capture sequencing, or in short, BACCAP-SIC. BACCAP-SIC contains 4.2 million genetic probes developed on the basis of Pathosystems Resource Integration Center database, the Comprehensive Antibiotic Resistance database, and the Virulence Factor database. These probes detect DNA of 307 pathogenic bacteria, biomarkers for antibiotic resistance, and virulence. Back gap seq is 1000 times more sensitive than traditional detection techniques, completes the test within 7 hours, and can generate 5 million total reads per sample. It will lead to early differential diagnosis of infectious diseases and drug sensitivity profiles, which can reduce mortality, morbidity, and healthcare costs. Definitely, there is profound application of the technique in the coming year along with VirCAP-seq previously developed. Moreover, what we may also look out in 2019 is release of differential fungal detection test, which is under progress. Another such significant advancement in diagnostic technique which have a major impact in biomedical research, diagnosis of cancer and other diseases, as well as enhance our understanding of how healthy cells function, is the NGS. Have we heard it before? You might say, yes, it's the next generation sequencing of DNA. But I will say you're partially correct, because it's the next generation sequencing of proteins. The work started approximately 6 years ago when Marquardt and colleagues at University of Texas at Austin first envisioned adopting the methods of next generation sequencing to protein sequencing. The new method called single molecule fluoresequencing detects fluorescent labeled amino acids after each round of Edman degradation with imaging by total internal reflection microscopy. It is possible to sequence millions of individual protein molecules simultaneously in a single sample. In near future, the efficiency is expected to increase by billion sequences. Fluoresequencing has higher throughput and much greater sensitivity than existing technology. It is one such tool to look forward, which can revolutionize the molecular research and diagnosis. One of the most interesting developments that many of us have heard of and might also be following is 3D printing. But what about 3D printing of organs? A company in San Diego, Organovo, is aiming for 3D printing of organs. They have successfully developed small sections of liver tissue using a bioprinting process that takes cells from donor organs and turns this into a printable bio-ink. Idea is to provide a new way of testing drug safety and use directly for treatment of specific diseases. Prelis Biologicals in San Francisco has been working on developing blood capillary using a 3D printing technology known as holographic printing. This is much faster technique, which can prove to be more holistic and practical approach towards the development of organs. Organs developed by 3D printing may be available right away for implant much more sooner than we think. Development of organs outside body looks something out of science fiction, but equally bewildering is the latest progress in the biomaterial science. Human has always been inspired by nature. Hence, in material science also, we see development of bio-inspired materials. A Japanese company, Spiber, is working on protein-based biomaterials. Their aim is to design molecules based on bioinformatic analysis of genetic code and amino acid sequences to get high performance and tailored functionality such as tensile strength, elasticity, heat tolerance, etc. Company's key development is artificial spider silk, one of the strongest materials so far known. It is approximately 340 times tougher than steel. Genetically modified bacteria carrying the genes coding for spider silk can produce spider fibroin at large scale. These harvested proteins can be spun to create different materials. One such material is an outdoor wear piece released under the name Moon Parka, constructed from spider fibroin-based protein material Cuminose. Same material has been used for development of Lexus kinetic seat, chosen for its high shock absorbing potential. Similarly, in sector of biomedical devices, natural polymer silk is finding its usefulness. One such research published in ACS Applied Nanomaterials, silk combined with carbon nanotubes have been developed. Researchers from University of Pittsburgh, Swanson School of Engineering created a regenerated silk fibroin and CNT film which is flexible, transparent and can transform its shape based on heating of CNT by microwave treatment. The film has an immense potential for use in flexible electronics, biomedical devices and transient electronics such as sensors, which can be used for a desired period inside the body and then they will naturally dissolve. Really, it's a clean technology. Now, how about designing such a material which will only allow attachment of some specific proteins but not all, like magnet? Scientists at the Department of Mechanical Engineering and School of Biomedical Engineering, McMaster University, have created a new surface coating. A repellent coat which will not allow pathogens to attach, but some specific cells can adhere. For example, while designing a synthetic heart valve, repellent coating can prevent blood cells from sticking and creating clots, but surface can be modified to permit adhesion only with heart tissue cells such that body integrates the new valve naturally and does not reject it. Isn't that great? Some more out-of-the-box research which needs to be mentioned here is same-sex mouse parents giving birth. Making of bimaternal mouse baby was more successful and easier compared to bipaternal. First of all, it required less number of CRISPR-mediated deletions of location associated with genome imprinting in female. Second, the steps were straightforward as eggs are available for female mouse. Lastly, the survival of bimaternal babies were for full term and even they bore their own young ones. But for bipaternal, most of the babies died after birth, with two surviving for 48 hours. The present focus of the researchers is not to translate it in human. It is just to get better understanding how body functions, what are barriers for genetic coupling between individuals of the same sex, and so on. It is really a commendable piece of work. Next such research which to look out for in 2019 having immense potential is DNA-based computers. Many private agencies like Microsoft are working on it. Nucleotide bases that make up DNA can easily be converted into binary code. For example, Adenine and cytosine can represent 0 and guanine and thymine represent 1. In 2012, researchers at Harvard's Wyss Institute stuck 700 terabytes of data into one single gram of DNA. It is estimated that DNA could hold 455 exabytes of data, where 1 exabyte is equal to 1 billion gigabytes. Now, that's pretty much of information. Moreover, DNA can be folded into complex structures which take up very less amount of space. They can be stored like a fossil and even can self-replicate. Already, scientists at the University of Manchester, led by Professor Ross T. King, have created self-replicating DNA computers. So much from a simple genetic material, isn't it? Now, what is the next level? We even cannot imagine. All these are the most remarkable advances in the field of biotech, which are expected to further progress in the coming year. So, do keep a watch. With this, we have reached the end of today's session. Thank you for being with me. Keep visiting us for more such interesting discussions. That's all for today. Bye.